So we're holding by Perikei Pasuk Zayin. Learning tonight should be Aschosi Lenishmas, Bechiel Mechel Ben Asher, and Yecheskel Shraga Ben Avram Yehuda, as well as Aschos for Shlema for Moshe Ben Miriam. So we learned previously that David defeats the Yevusim in Yerushalayim. He conquers their fortress, and then a foreign nation of Tsar, the king Hiram, sends a peace offering to David. But now in Pasuk Zayin we learn another foreign nation takes the news not so happily. So Pasuk Zayin v'yishmu plishtim kimashchu es David l'melech ha'Yisrael. The plishtim hear that David was anointed king over all of Klal Yisrael. V'yalu kal plishtim levakesh es David. So all of the plishtim gathered and they went up to seek out David for battle. That's the Pashup Shah in the Pasuk, that they wanted to do battle with David. V'yishma David. David hears this v'yered el ha'metzuda and he goes down to the fortress. So David now is going to be tested by an attack from the Plishtim, very similar, says the Art Scroll, to Shaul's original Nisayon. Very early on in Shaul's Malchus, he was also tested by an impending attack from the Plishtim. He was told by Shmuel to wait and be patient and not do the Karbanos until Shmuel appears. But Shaul gives in to the pressure of the people, the pressure of the battle, and he failed in leadership, and was shechted the Karbanos, brought the Karbanos before Shmuel shows up. And he failed at Nisayon. Over here, David's Nisayon was even greater because at this point, the Plishtim had just defeated Yonasan and Shaul in battle, and they were emboldened. They were very dangerous. And David was also commanded to wait. We'll see, was commanded by Hashem to wait and be patient. But David passes whereas Shaul failed. David showed strong leadership, and despite the pressure from his men that they would die if they don't act soon, David told them it was better to die than to break the word of Hashem. And so he passes the Nisayon, whereas Shaul did not. So the question is, why are the Plishtim attacking now? What is it that provoked them to attack? So there's a number of Pshatim that are brought down. The Dasayfrim says that as long as David ruled over Shevet Yehuda alone as the king for 7.5 years, the Plishtim were not concerned. They thought that David was still their ally. Remember, they had spared David's life when David ran to them to escape Shaul. And Achish had made a treaty with David at that time and let David live unmolested in the Plishti lands. And so they thought, okay, David went back to rule over his own Shevet. He's still our ally. He's not breaking the treaty. However, when they learned that David became the king over all of Klal Yisrael, so now the Plishtim joined forces to go to battle against David because that's the Radak. So the Radak says because they knew of David's strength, they knew what a warrior he was, and they also knew that if they did not take the initiative and catch David off guard, he would mobilize and come to fight them. The Das Eifrim says that the Plishtim also interpreted what David had done to the Yevusim as a sign of what David intended to do to them. Remember, we had seen that the Yevusim, many of those inhabitants, were actually Plishtim as well. They were relatives of these Plishtim, and so these Plishtim felt that that was indicative of what David intended to do to them. The Mecha Ketana also adds that the Plishtim were upset at themselves because only a few years earlier they had the ability to kill David when David had come to their lands. Nevertheless, their king Achish had made a bris with David, so now they were upset that they didn't do anything to David then, and now David should have at least informed them when he became the Melech over all of Klal Yisrael. The fact that David failed to inform them was a sign that he was no longer their ally and that he was potentially going to attack them, and so therefore they decided to attack first. And the Mecha Ketana even sees this hinted at in the Pasuk, because the Lashon of the Pasuk does not say anything about a battle. It says, Vayalu kol plishtim levakesh es David, to seek out David. So says the Mecha Ketana, they were seeking out an explanation from David as to why he broke the treaty by not telling them that he became the Melech of Rule of Klal Yisrael, but not necessarily that they wanted to do a milchama with David, at least not from the outset. The Malbim similarly doesn't say that they intended to do battle from the outset. He says that they wanted to impose taxes. They basically wanted to make David their subject, and they would, through this imposing of taxes, they would see if David was still submissive to them, whether he still held himself to be their ally and whether he still respected them, or if he rejected them now that he became the king over all of Klal Yisrael. And depending on his result, they would either fight him or go back home in peace. The Radak says that at this time, David wrote the second kapitel of Tehillim, which starts Lama Rogshu Gayim Ul'um Yegu Rik, and the famous Lashon in the second Pasuk refers to this. It says, Yis Yatzvu Malchei Eretz, The kings of the earth take their stand. The princes conspire in secret. Al Hashem v'al Mashiachai, against Hashem and against His anointed. Referring to this fact that the Plishtim, all of the Plishtim, band together to come at David, and that is hinted at in that second pasuk. That is, so the, says the Radak, David wrote the second kapitel of Tehillim in response to this attack by the Plishtim. So Plishtim Bahu, the Plishtim had come, Vayinachu Be'emek Rephaim, and they spread out in the Rephaim Valley, which was just outside Yerushalayim, southwest, so they are very close to David. So David ran to the fortress to secure himself, and then we'll see in Pasuk Yetest that he asks Hashem, he asks from the Urim V'Tumim, but first he ran to the fortress in order to fortify his position. So Pasuk Yetest, Vayishal David Ba'Hashem Lemar, David asks of Hashem from the Urim V'Tumim, saying, Ha'elel Plishtim, should I go up against the Plishtim, Asitnim Biyadi, will you deliver them into my hand? Vayomer Hashem al David, Hashem says to David, Ale, go up, ki nasa netein as a Plishtim biyadecha, because I will indeed deliver the Plishtim into your hand. Kli Yakar points out something that we see by David throughout his life, which is that he never does anything without consulting with Hashem, without doing anything without the permission of Hashem. And we see it over here, he will not take any strategic move against the Plishtim without first consulting with Hashem about how he should conduct the battle. That is the Kli Yakar talking about the tzidkus of David. The Gemara talks about the fact in Yuma, about the fact that it's the Gemara in Yuma, and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, talks about the fact that you're not supposed to ask the Urim V'Tumim two questions at once. That's inappropriate. And yet we see over here that David seems to ask two questions. He says, Ayalel HaPlishtim HaSitnei Biyadi. But the answer is that over here, the two questions are interrelated, because the only reason for David to go up against the Plishtim would be if Klal Yisrael would be victorious. So really, it's one interrelated question. It's broken up into two parts, but it's really one question. Should I go up to the Plishtim because they will be given over into my hands? And so therefore, he asks the two questions at once, as opposed to back in Perek Beis, we saw that David asked the two questions separately when he asked permission from Hashem to go up to Eretz Yisrael.